Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 94 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. But real quick, tomorrow is actually June 1st, which marks the exact halfway point of the year. And for all of you out there listening, even if it's not, you know, even if you're listening to this in the future and it's not June 1st of 2014, you should still ask yourself, am I making progress toward my goals? Since it's mid-year, it's great because you can see exactly halfway, how far you've progressed, how far you have to go. If you're ahead, great. If not, now's the time to figure out how to catch up. So just where are you at? I hope you're all doing well. So far, I'm doing really well myself, and you know, that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you if you need it. Now let's get to today's question from Mike. And in his answer, actually in the first part, you'll hear him reference a previous question that he asked that I didn't answer on the show, but he found the answer to himself. And if it's all about how to start writing an ebook. So if for those of you out there who are wondering, well, how do I start writing an ebook with no experience? Where do I start? Head on over to ebooksthesmartway.com. That's what he eventually found. And then he followed up with this question that you're about to hear right now.
Hey, Pat, this is Mike again. I left you a question earlier, but it was a little premature because I didn't see your free ebook on how to the whole process of creating an ebook. My question is now, when you first started, did you know how to build websites? Because I'm starting out right now, and it's kind of frustrating because I don't have the skill set to do everything myself, and I also don't have the capital to outsource people. So I'm in the self-learning stage, which is very difficult. How'd you get through it, if that's how you started as well?
Mike, thank you so much for your question. And, you know, I want to tell a quick story. When I first started out doing online business, I did all the technical stuff myself without knowing how to do it. I learned as I was going, just like you're doing, Mike. I didn't have very much capital. I didn't even know I could hire out that work. And, you know, if I did, I probably would have researched that a little bit more because I did spend a lot of time trying to figure things out, working and troubleshooting through things, going on YouTube, trying to figure things out in terms of how to set up a site. And, you know, I even went as far as trying to learn HTML and CSS, which I finally learned was something I didn't even really need to do because there are a lot of easy systems and programs out there that'll help you get started pretty much on your own with, you know, no technical backgrounds needed and not very much capital as well. Now, a lot of people out there know that I did join a course called Internet Business Mastery Academy, which was a well worthwhile investment for me when I finally, you know, spent money and knew that this was something I was going to be doing seriously. And that does have videos on how to set up a website and do all that stuff and get started with online business. But I had joined after I actually started my website and gone through all the technical stuff myself. And I will say that, you know, even though there are courses out there and even though there are, you know, videos and stuff that will help walk you through it, I mean, there is something to be said for at least trying it out yourself once. You know, you could hire out But once you do it once, really it's easy and just to keep doing it. And once you start going, you'll understand that it's actually a lot easier than you think it is. Yes, before you get started, it's a completely different language. Like it seems it's sort of like you're in a foreign country and just trying to figure out where to go and not, you know, get hit by a bus or something. You know, it's that difficult when you're first starting. I completely understand. But once you get going, and especially if you can get a little bit of help, not even necessarily having to pay for it, but, you know, not being afraid to ask for help from others who are there already is completely just, because a lot of people like myself know where I came from, and I came from the bottom as well. So definitely there are ways that you can go about doing this yourself. And with blogging platforms like WordPress, it just makes it really easy to set up a website really fast. And for those of you out there who want my video on how to get started with all this, you know, it'll walk you through the process of actually setting up a website, putting a theme on it, and the only sort of capital you might need, and again, you could do this all yourself, would be to buy hosting and domain, with a hosting company. And that's it. And that's all I did when I first started. And then once I started to learn more about online business, I started to add things into that, like setting up an email list, or, you know, dropping a little bit of cash on better graphics and a better site. But when I first started, it was a completely just, all I paid was $3.95 a month. I pay that annually though. And then I just found a free theme and just started putting content out there. But anyway, that resource I wanted to share with you is if you go to askpat.com/start, that'll take you to a page that goes through a lot of the beginner stuff as far as the things that I do, and also some videos on how to get started with setting up a website completely free there. But of course, to set up a website and get domain and hosting, it's going to cost, at least from my link, $3.95. If you go to Bluehost, askpat.com/Bluehost for the hosting and domain company that I recommend for beginners. And Mike, I mean, it's hard, I know. And really, it's just about being consistent with working at it. I think, you know, that's what separates a lot of the people who do succeed and who don't, is when it gets hard, when it gets difficult, they just give up or just don't feel like it's meant to be. But if you really want it, you'll figure it out. And for me, when I first started building my website, I mean, it was a struggle. I was spending 3-4 hours a night. This is in addition to the 9-to-6 job that I had as an architect. I'm just trying to figure it out and going on YouTube and trying to understand exactly what the heck was going on. And I would make hardly any progress, you know, every day, but it was some progress. And even if you don't have that much time, you do want to dedicate some time every day to just continue to move forward. I think that's the most important thing. Just put one step in front of the other every single day. And you'll find that once you do this more and more, it just becomes second nature. I mean, for me, I don't even have to think about what I'm doing on WordPress anymore when I set up a site. It's just completely natural, but that's because I've done it for so long. And that's just the nature of anything. If you keep doing things, and you know, the more deep you get into something, the more your brain just understands that that's just what you do. So when you first start out, it's hard, you know, just that law of motion goes into play. An object at rest tends to stay at rest. And the hardest part is to try and get that thing in motion. So just get started. If you'd like to get started, just head on over to askpat.com/start. And that'll walk you through some of the beginner stuff for you. But to answer your question again, Mike, just really quickly, you don't need experience. You don't need technical experience. You don't need to know how to set up a website in order to set one up. And once you do it, it's going to be much easier. You're going to understand it. And you don't have to hire out. And then hopefully you can get to a point where you can hire out and make it even better. But you don't have to be perfect up front. You shouldn't try to be perfect up front. If you try to be perfect right at the beginning, I mean, I feel like perfection is just an excuse for not launching or not getting started. And it's just hiding nervousness. You know, no, I really want to get this perfect. No. You are just too afraid to put it out there. And, you know, every single day you don't put something out there is a day that you're losing out on the opportunity to gain a new reader, to gain a new subscriber, to perhaps sell something, to change the world. Every day you wait is a day wasted because you cannot get that time back. So just get started and then you go from there. Mike, I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for your question. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. I can't wait to hear an update on you on your website and what you've got going on. I also want to mention our awesome supplier for the Ask Pat t-shirts currently, which is successshirt.com. They hooked us up and gave us some great, great quality shirts. So go to successshirt.com. You can get an Ask Pat t-shirt there, actually, and other t-shirts like people from John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. You can buy those shirts there if you want to help support what we're doing, and you don't have to have your question featured here on the show. But Mike gets one because his question was featured here on the show. If you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Just ask right there in the middle of that page using the widget. All you need is your internal mic on your computer or a headset or whatever you have. I'd love to hear your question and potentially answer it for you. Thank you so much for those submissions. Thank you again to successshirt.com. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today, it's coming from Bruce Lee. And that quote is, "The successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus." Boom. Boom's not part of that quote. That's just my response to that quote. The successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus. So my question to you as we end today's episode of Ask Pat, are you really focused? What is your next task? If anything else is taking your time away from you completing that task, then you don't have that laser-like focus. Get it. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.